She reminds him of his capabilities, and excuse me, that's the wrong one. She manages the home and care of the children. It gives him an opportunity to spend evenings and weekends with her and the children, either in educational or recreational ways. All right, five. She meets his need for admiration and respect by understanding his value and achievements more than anyone else. Folks, a guy's self-confidence. A guy typically, I mean, there are guys that do have a lot of self-confidence, but most guys have very little self-confidence. And I think that's why they act so confident in public many times, because they're afraid that people will challenge that. Wives, what this is saying is, build up your husband. Help him know that you're proud of him and what he tries to do for you and the family. Build him up. He has a need for admiration and respect, mostly from you and your children, if you have any. Okay? Harley believes that when a man finds a woman who exhibits all five of these qualities, he will find her irresistible. Or maybe he will be reminded of why he married this wonderful woman. Maybe that's what it is. But again, the same note of caution must be sounded for the woman that sounded for the man. If you meet only four of your husband's five basic needs, he will experience a void that can lead to many different problems. You see, even though his research is based on thousands of couples that he's seen in clinical practice, Harley is quick to say this. He says, "You may still remain unsure that the marital needs I've described are your basic needs or the basic needs of your spouse. In all honesty," he continues, "I can't say for certain these apply to you, though they have applied to most of the couples that I have counseled. But when you clearly indicate the priority of your needs to your spouse, he or she can invest energy and attention where it does the most good." In other words, the best way to find out your spouse's top marital needs is just to simply ask. You know, just because thousands of couples have this particular need doesn't mean your husband or your wife has those top five needs. So you need to ask. Say, you know, what are your needs? And no matter what they are, they may seem silly to you because you're not a male or you're not a female. But whatever they are, take them earnestly. All right? What are your needs? Which things would really please you? Well, before I close this morning, I want to talk about the last verse in this morning's scripture, Genesis 2, verse 25. Let's listen to what the Bible says. "The man and his wife were both naked, and they were not ashamed." You know, most of my life, when I read that, I took it in the literal sense that they were physically naked, no clothes. And quite honestly, that's probably true. But I wonder in Scripture if sometimes the obvious is stated, but that's not what they're talking about at all, because it is so obvious. I'm wondering if the Bible's saying that they were literally naked, you know, transparent. Their differences and flaws and warts and everything were all out there for the other to see. But they weren't ashamed. They weren't ashamed. You know why? I believe it's because they were accepted unconditionally. Accepted unconditionally. They were able to see one another's differences as gifts to be graciously received from God instead of problems to be solved or corrected. Let me ask you, husbands and wives, and anyone who has been married in the past, have you ever felt that vulnerable with your mate? Really? Have you ever opened yourself up that much to your spouse? How close to Eden do you think your relationship could get if you felt unconditionally loved by your spouse? That he or she didn't view your differences as flaws, but rather as gifts from God that were received with excitement and enthusiasm. Wouldn't that just feel awesome? Amen.